The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the last episode of your webcast on radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. The Nigerian equity market on Thursday halted 8 straight days of losses as the all-share index grew by 0.17% to settle at 28,140.41 points from the previous close of 28,093.76 points on Wednesday. The market capitalization grew by 0.18% to close at 14.497 trillion naira from the previous close of 14.471 trillion naira, thereby gaining 26 billion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks closed at 317 million units, down by 9.43% from the previous close of 350 million units. The value of traded stocks was down by 19.93%, closing at 3.43 billion naira, away from the previous close of 4.28 billion naira. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 4,340, down by 8.23% from the previous close of 4,729 deals. The market read close positive as 20 stocks gained, while 15 stocks declined in their share prices. Law Union and Rocks Insurance led other percentage gainers with 9.78% to close at 1 naira 1 kobo from the previous close of 92 kobo. Wema Bank, NACO, FCMB and Fidelity Bank, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 7.58%, 7.31%, 5.41% and 5.34% respectively. Skyway Aviation led other price decliners, shedding 9.88% of its share price to close at 3 naira 74 kobo from the previous close of 4 naira 15 kobo. C&I Listen, Dar Communications and African Prudential PLC, among others, also shed their share prices by 9.77%, 8.33% and 5.33% respectively. We have at least two questions from our audience, and Mr. Aruna Kebira is on the phone line this morning to do justice to those questions. Good morning, Mr. Kebira.
Good morning.
Sir, before we go through the questions together, I need your comment on yesterday's market outcome. It brought a sigh of relief, I think.
Yeah, we understand that the market has actually been down from last week up to Wednesday, which was almost about 8 straight consecutive days. But yesterday showed the sign of a possible reversal in the market. I think in the early part of the market, we saw most of the banking stock going up: Fidelity, FCMB, Guarantee, Zenith, UBA, First Bank, and Access. We're actually doing above 5%. I think it's on the back of the fact that it is believed that cure has been found for coronavirus, which has actually affected the price of the oil in the world market.
All right, sir. Sir, if the market had not gone green yesterday and probably made it to the 10th sessions of losses, what would you be thinking by now?
I wouldn't really think of anything, because I have actually come to understand the cycle of a market. That's why the graph of a market is never up. And our market is actually fragile, that it responds to most of the information, especially as touching oil, as touching the economy, and so forth. If it had come down, I know that at the day, particular day, where the information would be factored in the prices of the stocks, and there will be a bottom out, which actually that we saw yesterday, there was a bottom up, and there's a possibility of reversal. I know that that day was going to come, like we did yesterday.
All right, thank you, sir. Sir, what sentiment do you believe by prediction will dominate the market today and next week?
The market has actually been down. Three people will be, they're coming back to the market. You see, one of the things that I discovered in this market is that when prices have fallen, I've always said that it's an opportunity. It creates opportunity for people, especially the people that have not been, who have not invested, to take a position. And instead of that, they are afraid. Why do we saw the market about to reverse yesterday? I believe this today and next week, people will be coming to take position in the market, because they don't like waiting in a bus until it moves. They like to run after a moving bus. I think that is exactly what we are going to see today and next week.
All right, thank you, sir. One of our listeners sent a list of some stocks to us. He wants to know if they are good stocks. I will mention the names as time permits, and you can pick the ones you will talk about. He sent a list of Ashoka Cement, Dangote Cement, Dangote Sugar, MTN and Airtel, Nigerian Flour Mills, Okomo and Presco, GlaxoSmith, that's GSK, Unilever PLC, Transcorp, GTB, Zenith, FBNH, FBN, UBA, United Capital, NACO, SACO, Afri Registrar, Guinness PLC, Nigerian Breweries, Stanbic IBTC, and Boa Cement. That's the list of one of our listeners sent to us. He wants to know whether these stocks are good stocks.
Well, let me just first of all tell the person that the Ashoka Cement has been consumed in Lafayette, WAPCO. It's no longer a standalone. I think those people that hold Ashoka Cement are now shareholders of Lafayette, WAPCO. As far as I'm concerned, Dangote Cement is a good stock anytime, any day, even when the sentiment of the market has actually affected it. I fell from 179.90 on Wednesday to 170. And most of the stock that I had, it's across border. I had Airtel, I had the MTN, I had BA. You see, one of the things that we should also understand is that as far as you position in fundamentally strong stocks, I don't think that you have any problem. Okay, look at it now. The market was down for almost 8 days up to Wednesday. And the possibility of reverse has surfaced the market yesterday. They were the leaders. You can see that Zenith Bank was leading. That is to show a possible reversal. First Bank was there. Access was there. UB was there. Guarantee was there. Fidelity was there. You know, those are the leaders. So once you have, if you have the position in them, if the market is going down, if you have more, you average down. If you don't have more, you just wait. So I believe most of the stock that he has said, they are good. And another thing I want us to understand is that there is no good stock forever and there is no bad stock forever. Stocks respond to information as it happens in the market. If one of the stocks we have just mentioned posts a decline in revenue, for example, assume that any of the stock that who is posting for quarter four year on year that they have declined by 50%, there's no way that the market will not respond negatively to it. Or maybe there's a stock that I just mentioned, is there any per share for quarter four 2019 has increased like 100%. The market will respond positively to it. So most of the shares, the stock you're talking about, I can't actually remember them, but I know that most of them are good stocks.
All right, thank you, sir. Another listener wants to know, he said he has some shares of companies he bought years ago, but no much returns in terms of dividend. So the question is, how can I make money from these shares? Because to me, my money is being tied down.
It's because he actually has not followed up. You see, a number of people who really don't understand the business of holding position in shares, we just buy, keep that certificate and go to sleep. If you go and check now, that man must have been paid dividend over the time. Maybe some of the stocks that he has even taken position in would have even paid, would have even given bonuses. All he needs to do is to get in touch with a good stockbroker firm, get a good stockbroker. Then they can help him do what they call global search, and they can help him do what is called wealth tracking, and they can get all the past dividend that he is entitled to. They can claim it for him, and they can also advise him on how to take position or how to rejig his portfolio for good returns going forward.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time again, and we hope to see you and hear from you live in the studio on Monday. But before I let you go, sir, kindly give us your last word and then your number.
I've said this continually. Somebody was telling me that I'm protecting my territory. I don't believe so, because what you know and what to put your mind into is what actually deliver for you. The capital market, especially Nigeria Stock Exchange, is the place, especially now, to make returns. In a little while, we'll begin to see audited quarter four, because we have seen the unaudited. We begin to see audited quarter four, where dividend will be declared. I believe like a company like Zenith, at the street that closed 20 naira yesterday, to pay a final dividend of 2 naira 80 kobo. That will be more than 10% dividend yield. So the Nigeria Stock Exchange is still a place to make more money, to make money, to create wealth for yourself. My number is 0802-300-9379.
All right. You can begin to call Mr. Haruna now for his sound advice on your investment. There is no best time to do so than now. Our time is fast spent this morning, and I want to say a very big thank you for listening. For further inquiries or information, you can call the following numbers: 003-2244-723, 003-2244-723, and 081-6131-8569. I'll take that again, 081-6131-8569. You can also call same numbers to participate in our 24-hour market discussions on Telegram. Simply download Telegram app on your phone and call the above numbers to be added. Don't forget, you can also log on to our website, www.stocksng.com, to read up many articles on various walks of life. Thank you, and God bless you for staying tuned. Until I come your way again next week, I remain yours truly, Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now, and enjoy your weekend.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.